أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. وقالوا اتخذ الرحمن ولدا لقد جئتم شيئا إدا. In the previous ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of how the shayateen, the devils, how they control the minds of the disbelievers and how they incite them with a whole lot of incitements and how they use them, manipulate their minds in order to invent different types of fitnas and create mischief within the land of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah tells Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and of course by extension the ummah, that don't hurry regarding their punishment. Don't be in haste and ask the question, when will the punishment of Allah arrive on them? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that Allah has given them a limited time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of a countdown with regards to their existence on earth. And then Allah speaks of the day of Qiyamah, how the muttaqeen will be assembled before Allah as guests, while the mujrimeen, the sinners and the criminals, will be driven towards Jahannam. In the next ayah, ayah number 88, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَقَالُوا, and they have said, they have claimed, اتَّخَذَ الرَّحْمَانُ وَلَدًا, that Ar-Rahman has taken a child, a son. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of the seriousness of the statement and this belief that they have. Sometimes because it is so common, and because we maybe are exposed to people who maintain this belief, that it becomes normal for us also to hear it, to see it written, and to hear people saying Jesus the Son of God or Christ the Son of God. We're living in a society where we see it all the time, we hear it, we grew up perhaps in our schools reading about it, and so much exposure that the seriousness of what they are saying is no longer there. We don't consider it so serious. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us what a serious thing it is for them to make the statement. Allah says, لَقَدْ جِئْتُمْ شَيْئًا إِدَّا, addressing those who have this belief that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has adopted a son and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has a son. Allah says, you have certainly come up with something abominable, something really serious, something really great, something very, very, very grave. Allah speaks of how serious it is. Allah says, تَكَادُ السَّمَاوَاتِ يَتَفَطَّرْنَ مِنْ. Allah says, the heavens, which are a creation of Allah, the skies and the cosmic creation of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the heavens and the skies are about to burst, because they are not able to bear this. From this we understand, and from other ayat that we have studied, that all the creations of Allah have a certain degree of understanding, a certain degree of intelligence. They do possess a certain degree of that feeling as well. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said elsewhere in the Quran, وَإِن مِّن شَيْءٍ لَّا يُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِهِ. Every creature and creation of Allah glorifies Allah, which means that every creation of Allah, animate and inanimate, have a certain degree of understanding and intelligence which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed within it. But Allah says to the human beings that you cannot understand the tasbih that they make. In other words, you cannot comprehend the level of intelligence and understanding that Allah has blessed them with. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says the heavens, when they have learned of this, and when they hear this, they are about to explode. It's so great, this statement that they make, that they cannot bear it. Not only the heavens, Allah says, وَتَنْشَقَّ الْأَرْضِ, the earth is about to split apart. وَتَخِرُّ الْجِبَالُ هَدَّا, the mountains are about to fall down and crumble. Why? أَنْدَعُوا لِلرَّحْمَانِ وَلَدًا, simply because, well, not simply because they have claimed that Ar-Rahman has a child. Because of this claim that they make, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the different creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala realizes the seriousness of it, that they are about to that they are about to be destroyed, was because of the heaviness of bearing the statement that they make. Allah says, وَمَا يَنْبَغِي لِلرَّحْمَنِ أَن يَتَّخِذَ وَلَدًا. It is absolutely not befitting for Ar-Rahman to take a child unto himself. Now what's so amazing to consider over here, Allah is speaking of something so serious. Allah tells us how serious it is. But thrice Allah refers to himself as Ar-Rahman. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَقَالُوا اتَّخَذَ الرَّحْمَنُ وَلَدًا. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَنْ دَعُوا لِلرَّحْمَنُ وَلَدًا وَمَا يَنْبَغِي لِلرَّحْمَنُ. Such a serious thing. Allah could have said Jabbar, the powerful. Allah could have said Qahhar, the dominant. Use one of his attributes that denote power and might. Yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose the title and the attribute, despite discussing something so serious, Allah uses the attribute Ar-Rahman, giving them da'wah and inviting them towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by using the best of his attributes. In kullu man fis samawati wal ard illa ati Ar-Rahman. For a fourth time, abdan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, there is not a single one in the heavens and the earth except that he will come before Ar-Rahman abdan as a slave. No matter who you are, no matter what position you enjoyed in the world, no matter what leadership you had and what authority you had, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, on the day of Qiyamah, you will come before Ar-Rahman, the most merciful and benevolent. You will come before him as abdan, as a slave. لَقَدْ أَحْصَاهُمْ وَعَدَّهُمْ عَدَّا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, he has certainly encompassed every one of them. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is precisely aware of their numbers. It's not like we have an event, or we call people towards a program or an event. We're having a gathering. We are uncertain of the numbers that we are to expect. How many will be attending? How many will be participating? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about his creation on the day of Qiyamah, وَعَدَّهُمْ عَدَّا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has precisely counted every single one of them. Allah knows exactly how many billions and billions of people will come before him. Allah has the number recorded. That is the extent of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's knowledge. وَكُلُّهُمْ آتِيهِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ فَرْدًا. Allah says, and every one of them will come before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fardan, all alone. May Allah grant us understanding.